all the solar energetic protons coming. And here I've plotted, just to convince you here my story is true, I've plotted here the number of energetic protons. You can see these are the numbers, right? 10 to the 11, 10 to the 10, and so on, power 10. And we've plotted them here, this black line. Can you see my black line here? Yes? I think we could get rid of this frame, but we cannot move it because of the first light, because we didn't close the first one properly. Okay, well, okay, bear with us then. Against here, 45 years here of a time history, okay? And you can see here that the number of energetic protons tends to increase when we are at a period here of solar max. Maybe I should do it here. You can see that? Can you see that? There is a direct relationship between solar max and the number of energetic protons, okay? Now these protons, when they come to Earth and got their energetic, look at the energies I'm talking about, all the way up to 60 MeV, million electron volts. That's a hell of a lot. So when they come to Earth, they can just go across the magnetic field, the Earth's magnetic field, because they are so energetic. And they do a bit what the X-rays does. They increase the ionization, but they do another thing. They cause harm in the atmosphere, and they can cause spacecraft damage as well as damage to astronauts. So this is the second part. Next slide, please. Okay. Now, what I'd like to do, actually, is go back before we play this, please. I'd like to go back here, please, to the timeline. Can we close this? Thank you. I'd like to go back here to the timeline and remind you that we spoke about the X-rays, the radios, and the solar particles. And the third thing was the solar wind disturbances. And now I'd like to go, please, to solar disturbance. This one, number 11, please. And please don't run it till I ask you. Okay. Now, what happens in this